Welcome to fucking Candyland, hosted by Rampage and Gemini.
We are so excited that you're listening to us. If you want to elevate the experience and see these interviews on video, you can join either one of our Patreons. They are linked in the description wherever you're listening to this podcast episode, in addition to getting to watch the full-length video interviews. We also both have tons of additional content and support for the spiritual community. So go ahead and check those out. And then if you're ever interested in readings with us or personally connecting with us, we also have our websites and social medias linked in the description as well. Feel free to share this episode with everybody that you know. Get the Lick It Like a Lollipop name spread around, and we hope you love this episode.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Candyland.
We haven't recorded since February, and it is almost spring.
Oh, shit. Dude, spring break is next week. I feel like kids have so many days off school in this current reality. And I'm like, we didn't get all these fucking days off school. Like, we got spring break and stuff like that, but the school will literally be like, it's a fucking Wednesday. Why don't you guys just go ahead and stay home?
Yeah, they definitely have changed a lot of things about school for sure.
Ridiculous, honestly. Spring, I try to have.
I avoid things. Like, I would never go on a vacation on spring break time. I don't even like going on vacation when kids are out of school. I pretty much try to plan all vacations to not be in correlation with any school holiday.
So, speaking of, like, kids on vacations, I'm a firm, like, if I'm going on vacation, I don't want to take a kid with me type shit. Like, I have to be with you in the real world every day. And not that I don't love you and you're not incredible and amazing, but, like, I need downtime and, like, I need to be able to, like, have a vacation. I think you're, as much as we sometimes need breaks from kids need breaks from us too. Like, they need to go somewhere else because kids get used to you. And there's this thing, like, when your kid doesn't know if, like, somebody else in their family will just unalive them for being disrespectful, but they know that, like, you don't. Like, they test you every day and they know that, like, how far they can push your boundaries. They need to go with somebody else that's like, listen here, little shit. And you don't, they don't know, you know, whatever. And not enough people say that shit without you getting like some type of like parent shaming, like mom shaming or whatever about like, you should be with your kids. And those fucking people who think that are the ones who literally have no personal identity anymore. They don't know what they want. They don't take care of their mental health. Their entire everything is around kids. Then their kids leave and they go, well, now I have to be a person. Well, you could have figured out being a person on vacation, but you were too excited to have to take your fucking kids with you.
It blows my mind the amount of people that bring young children under the age of 6 to Las Vegas, Nevada. The amount of children that I see in Las Vegas whenever I've been to Las Vegas is always the most mind-blowing place. Like, I can understand taking your kids to Florida and to the beach and to Disney World and whatever like that, which all pertains to Florida. But I cannot see putting them on a fucking flight. I mean, I guess I'm talking from like my perspective and go across the country to Las Vegas and take your 3 to 5 to 7 year old. For one, they're mad hot box and cigs in those casinos. And so when you're out and about and you're just walking through casinos, like, it smells like cigarettes. I mean, they pump air freshener other places, so it balances. But at the same time, it's like, it blows my mind. What compels people to like be like, I'm going to gamble for a week and take my kids in and out of casinos? The casinos.
I don't understand why you would do that. I don't understand why you would take your kids. And then if you are going to do like a family vacation, why are you going to Las Vegas? Like, what is it there that you're like, you know what? I need to take my kids. And we even had that my stepdaughter, her mom took her to Vegas like more than once. And we were just like, what are you doing taking a kid there? Like, that's just, I don't think that they need that. All that there is, okay, I'm sure that there's other things other than like casinos and gambling inside of Vegas. But if you are touristing to Vegas, you are going there for the gambling experience, the restaurants, the whatever. People going to nice ass restaurants that are charging them $400 for that meal don't want to sit there and look at your little fucking kid. They want to get there, go there, get crunk, get turned up. Not to mention the fact that like a majority of people walking the strip are fucking naked, no? Or like wearing little to no clothing. Plus, you've got hookers and you've got people just handing out their business card. I assume this is somebody who hasn't been to Vegas. I just listen to stories.
You've never been to Vegas?
I've never been to Vegas. I really want to go.
You're giving all this fucking commentary. Okay, well, Gemini is not
Obviously, we
seasoned.
all know about what goes on
He's
in
not
Vegas.
seasoned in Sin City's language. No, I'm kidding. Yes, people walk around and they ask you, and they have no clothes on, and they will ask you if you want a picture. And then when you say yes, and they take that picture with you, they want you to tip them, or they have a price for that picture, and they didn't even discuss that with you, like $10, $15 or whatever. And it's like you're taking it on your literal phone, but they're wearing like themed outfits. Like they might be like a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader vibe, or they might be given I can't think of the word. Fuck, why is it just evading me? Okay, anyways, like boudoir stuff. I'm trying to think, like a showgirl, like dress up like a showgirl, you know what I
Like
mean?
burlesque.
Burlesque, that's the word I could not fucking think of. But they like literally ask you if you want a picture. And then when you say yes and take that picture, they're like Cash App, Cash, Apple Pay, like what's up?
And then what if you're like, I wasn't going to pay you for that?
I don't know. I think they make you delete the picture. I have no clue what happens. I'm not
Like
sure
a
what the
fucking midget pimp runs out of an alley with a bat to like fuck you up.
It's literally like two girls in each little duo, and there might be like a sexy Star Wars theme. Like it's just different themes. And then you'll have like Darth Vader walking around, or the shirtless cowboy or whatever, like the naked cowboy is what he goes by. Yeah. I'd heard about him
Does
in
he show his dangling?
he's got a little something something on, but it's not a lot.
Like he has a little dick or he has something covering it.
Look it up.
Okay.
You know what? I wish that one day we have just editing so everyone that's watching this could see the naked cowboy.
Oh,
I
you
think
know what? I
that's
have my
pretty.
tablet. I have my tablet.
So anyway, I don't know what people see on the strip, but when I went there, it was very interesting. And I didn't really see any like nothing too crazy. But for kids, it blows my mind because everybody's just smoking cigs and weed, and it's just like drinking and constant like nudity and then like whatever. So yeah, bring your kids to Vegas. It's a whole vibe.
No, don't bring your fucking kids to Vegas. Oh, okay. The naked cowboy. Oh, okay. He wears tighty whities, y'all. This is him during COVID. He was in the Rolling Stone.
Yeah. He's in New York City.
It's just a man with a guitar and some tighty whities. In case anybody's curious.
It's definitely a thing. So they do things like that, aspiring to be like this man.
All right, well, still don't take your fucking kids there is my thing. I'm on one about kids today, man. Mine is getting on my last nerve.
I always think I want a kid, but then when I hear the stories from everyone else about their children, I'm like, sheesh.
Dude, it's like it's having somebody in your face talking back to you, giving you like the most like just ridiculous fucking attitude and disrespect, and you can't throat punch them. You have to be calm, cool, collected, and a good influence. And sometimes that just irks your fucking spirit that somebody is just like, I don't raise you to be this way, and I teach you all of these different things. So, like, why do you talk that way? And it's like this never-ending cycle of like, I don't like that behavior. So, what do I have to do to better influence your behavior or help you cope through that or help you recognize that and have a balance of like teaching you about emotional responsibility and being tapped in with your emotions? And also, don't fucking fake cry at me. And like there's just so many different things, and you're like, you know what, I'm gonna put you into an activity, so I'm gonna spend $200 a month so that you can go and do taekwondo. And then your kid just like doesn't listen to what's being said. So then I'm like, oh, or struggling, let me give you a little bit of advice because I've been watching. Don't talk to me, you're making me nervous. Motherfucker, I pay $200 a month. If I want to tell you every fucking day that the cows are blue, you're gonna listen to me tell you the cows are blue. Because you're doing this because of me. You're fucking welcome. That's how I feel about that.
Well, I got two things. My parents never took me on vacation ever. My dad and me have not been on a vacation together since 2001. So that's one thing. My parents always left me at home. And I think like as a child, you kind of see that and you're feeling some type of way. But as a grown adult looking back on that, I'm like, I see why they left me at home kind of thing. Like I see why they didn't take me to Vegas and all these places that they went. But another thing, my parents also would like never put me into sports. I don't even know if it was because I don't think it was because of the money. I think it was more about the commitment on their end to have to be certain places at certain times and adding extra commitment to their schedule. I think it was more of like, let's just be at home and not have any like places to be versus we want Paige to do this. So that's a thing I've looked back on and like wondered what my life would be like if I would have had like community in that sense, right? Because I'm an only child. And so, like, I'm very, very independent and self-sufficient as an adult. Like, I don't even really fuck with people. I have to really like you to want to, like, consecutively be around you. You know what I mean? Like, if you see me wanting to be around someone every day, then you better just know that's the one. But it otherwise, 3 days a week is like a maximum for me. And like, a relationship or people, especially in the beginning, like beginning phases. I'm not saying one day I don't want to live with someone or couldn't have a roommate, the right one, right? The right kind. But I've had so many bad roommates, bad things. And I've seen grown adults act like children because their parents babied them and did everything for them and like never taught them those values and lessons. So, like, you want to think like before having a kid, like, oh, I'm going to be able to process this and do this, and I'm going to be able to like be really good at this. And then you're really hard on yourself to be a good parent. And then it's like the cycle of like give and take. But I think that a lot of people don't realize that just because you have a kid doesn't mean, and just because you have a kid and love a kid, and I can say this as a childless person, doesn't mean you really like the little one. Like maybe their personality really clashes with yours, or you're getting karma in some way. I've heard people say, like, this girl's my karma for being so bad when I was a kid, or this is my karma, they're just like me, or you know, whatever. And then another perspective of that is like, I think that kids are really influenced super heavily by outside sources now. Whereas used to, you only really had the values that were in your home. Like your parents could completely take away certain music, certain things from you, and you really wouldn't be exposed to it. There was no, you know, streaming or sharing or sending or emailing or any of that, right? Like, the perspective is from my point of view is like there's so much influence from outside the home that's telling your kid how to be, how to act, who they should be, what's cool, what's not cool, what they should buy, what they, you know what I mean? And there's just so much being fed to your child. No wonder that most people are seeing that their children are kind of rebellious in a way of like your authority or what you say or how you feel or whatever, because it's like they're literally brainwashed to think opposite of that. It's so wild. Because I feel like these are like the first generations that are just completely always influenced by outside sources. Whereas we went to school and we went home. There was no extras. There wasn't Call of Duty. There wasn't Fortnite. There wasn't all these things that people are communicating, talking, chatting, constant on, right? Like we went and played outside and that was about it. If you had to be home at 7, then you had to be home at 7. Like, you know.
Well, and the thing is, like, when you had like disagreements at school or whatever, and you were like really going through the shit, especially as a girl, you got to go home and you got to have a break from that. And you got to process through things and think about things and talk to your family and get different perspectives or whatever, just be alone with your own thought and process through things. And now kids go home and they have phones or whatever, or somebody's calling and talking about it or whatnot. And so they're constantly, they're never able to break away from it. They're never able to just be alone with their own thoughts. And in so many ways, people are more self-reflective now, but I think that in a lot of ways, so many people don't have the ability to like actually be quiet and still their mind and like have this peace. And like, even inside of like doing meditation and inside of like our communities and things, it's very rare that we're getting like a super young person that's like, you know, 18, 19, you know, even 21 inside of our groups. It's a lot of people who are in their 30s or older and are from that like middle generation where it wasn't just like the industrial generation, but it also wasn't the technology generation. Like we really got to have a foot inside of both things and we're able to relate to other people who feel that way also.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, it's interesting that you say that is I have some younger clients like in their early 20s, like 21 through 24, but they don't partake in any of the community chats. Like, like they're doing their own thing, but like they get their readings and we talk, but like they have never been in like my Discord or any of like the drama or none of the things really. They all just kind of keep to themselves and like, they're like, my relationship and impact is from you. Like, fuck all these other people in a way, you know, and I understand like sometimes like that generation has been so exposed to community, just constant communication, constant contact that like, they probably need a break from that for real. Like I've been trying to go back to where like in the evenings, like after a certain time, I would turn my phone off. I did this for like a couple years and it would probably be like, you know, like 10 o'clock or something, just so those moments before bed or when you're brushing your teeth and chilling, you're not just constantly picking up your phone, you know what I mean? Like looking at something, checking something, scrolling real quick, laying in bed, scrolling. So I did that for like 2 years and I swear it made me smarter. And now I've been back to like kind of laying down on my phone before bed and like kind of chilling, you know what I mean? So I need to get back to turning it off for real. Cause it was just something more peaceful about like it being off for like 8 or 9 hours a night. Cause it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, no communication for me, not because other people are, you know, contacting me, more of like picking up my phone and looking at an email or working at this time or, you know, doing extra things.
Yeah. I have to give myself designated time that like, I'm going to shut my phone off. And I've had like big emotional, like, life shifting moments in the past like month and a half, 2 months. And in order to like process through things, I had to do not disturb everything and set my phone down and, you know, listen to books or get myself like just into something different. And it can be so difficult sometimes to actually do that because when you have real life shit going on, you do have the urge to like just shut things down and zone out and like not process through it. And things prolong so long that way and take so long to unfold, I feel like. Whereas I find that if I give myself that like quiet time for things, I process through things really quick and get answers to like deep soul questions really quick.
Yeah, that's why I feel like it was life changing for me. Like not so much information was so good for me. Like I did that for a straight 2 years. It was great. Like I might really get back to that. Cause for like the last year and a half, I've not been as much on like keeping my phone on do not disturb every second of every day. Like, you know what I mean? But I turned off a lot of notifications. Like I don't get all the push notifications and things like that. You know what I mean? Like I don't want all of those. I don't need to know you just messaged me 1 minute ago. Like I'll see it. You know what I mean? Like I just keep a lot of that off, especially Snapchat. But if I want to talk to someone, I will, and I can, and I'm a talker, but I do think absorbing so much content or constantly needing satisfaction or gratification or whatever from other people, it's like It's just nice sometimes to be in your own energy. Like, you know what? If someone's trying to get a hold of me, they can't. This is my peaceful time. This is my quiet time. Because we're all guilty of laying down and watching the show and being on our phone every 5 minutes. You're not really getting to like soak it in. And I've been trying to have like, moments where like I literally just don't touch my phone at all. Like, check it later. But turning it off, I haven't been doing that as much. I did it a couple nights ago. It was peaceful.
What if, like, the love of your life texts you in the middle of the night and they're like, I've been thinking about you, but you put your phone on do not disturb, or they call you and they're like, hey, right now, gotta tell you, but your phone's on do not disturb while you're sleeping. And then you miss the call.
Well, it couldn't
Calls
be. Bitch,
from inside the house.
let me tell you, I could not miss another call except the one that I missed in 2015. It wasn't a call, but it was a text after I'd hung out with Machine Gun Kelly and his whole crew and like a bunch of people. For like a couple of days, there was like a number that they were all using. Like, I don't know who it was, but I just in my head have to tell myself it was MGK because the night that I met him, we were at his hotel room, all of us. So like I missed the are you up text. I had school the next day though, like college classes, like so it was like a weekday. And so I've never really forgave myself for missing the are you up text from MGK. But
Yeah,
these
but
people in 2024.
that was in his trash unhealed era. That was in his like fuck boy, bullshit area that or era. That was before he got with Megan Fox and she
This was
supported
in,
him channeling his feminine energy.
girl, this was in 2015. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. He was that was
Fuck
butt
Megan
crack
Fox. I
Machine
don't
Gun
even
Kelly.
like her. I can't believe she's crazy.
Dude, she say what all you want, but she has totally had like a
For the
influence
worst.
on his like I don't think so. I think that when you look at like emotionally and like even in interviews who he was
Way better than when he was with this bitch.
with Megan Fox, he's still with her.
Girl, they have been engaged for 3 years now and they still have not had a wedding. These motherfuckers are in therapy together. They cannot even get along. And they argue probably all the time. And
I'm not saying their
personally,
relationship is perfect. I'm just
I
saying that
think
when he
it's
got with her, he went
terrible.
on his healing journey.
No, I
You're
think.
just mad because you missed the call in
No, I
2015.
think that this woman has used him to revive her career, to make her relevant again. She's always been hot, but she's not been relevant in a long time. All of a sudden, she's very, very relevant. She's morphed into a Kardashian. She literally looks very Kardashian-like in her pictures, like she's trying to morph. And also, I don't fucking like her. So we'll leave it at that. That's what we'll leave it at. I don't at all. She just, something about her spirit irks me. And I just don't like, and it's rare that I just don't like celebrities or just don't like people, but I just cannot with her. I cannot.
Interesting. I don't feel that way about her.
But you like
But
reality.
I do think that Jennifer's body changed her.
That's about the only project of hers I've ever watched.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't tell, or I guess Transformers, but she's a back carrier. Back character to Shia LaBeouf because Shia LaBeouf is that MVP. We love him.
Shia LaBeouf is the titties, but Megan Fox in Transformers was
I
it was
forgot she's even
bueno.
in there, really. I was forgetting. Yeah. Yep. It's crazy
Well,
that
don't miss
people
the call.
miss the call. You never know. At the same time, I think that I'm
I
ignoring
didn't know you were
her.
so passionate about that.
You can talk about my passions. I just don't,
We could talk about it.
for whatever reason, her spirit just irks
You know
mine.
what? I feel that way about Kevin Hart.
I'm not a big Kevin Hart fan either, really.
When his stuff first came out, there were the his personality and his acting was funny at first. Like, and I think that Get Hard's a fucking hilarious movie. And he did Ride Along with Ice Cube. I thought that was a good movie. But then I swear to God, there's this point that he just like sold his soul. And now he is always the same person. Like, and that's so strange to me that, like, you have such a successful acting career above all these other people. But even when you play a different character, you're the same person. Like, he's not immersed where you're, like, believing this storyline and it's, like, deep and whatever. He's just always the, like, one-liner, quippy, fucking the short guy in the room kind of persona.
I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of these people are not even real. Some of them I'm like, is it just AI? Because the way that AI works, whenever they like create a persona online, there's like now these influencers who are not real people, but AI has created influencers, and it's companies that don't want to pay commissions to an influencer have created these sentient type AIs that have a huge following. Like, one of them had like 85,000 followers. Someone had sent it to me or something, and she's not even a real person. And obviously she's a bad bitch because she's not, she's AI, she's not real. But the, she makes videos, she does like workout. I mean, she does it all.
I don't like it.
But she's not real. It's an AI. So I personally think a lot of celebrities have been replaced with AI. What really irks my spirit right now is Beyonce, because she sold her soul somewhere in there. And it was like, I used to love Beyonce. Like, we're talking Destiny's Child days, Bootylicious. Like, you know, there's a lot of songs I still play because that was before she sold her soul. But now she's literally like a robotic person, and she keeps getting whiter. It's like she was black, and now she just keeps getting whiter. And I'm serious. Like, even black people have said this, and it's just facts. If you look at old pictures of Beyonce to now, she doesn't look the same. Like, she looks like a wax figure of herself, right? And so basically, this is have proceeded. And then what I personally have this opinion on, which I'll go ahead and say, the only reason that she's making a country album is because of Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll has stirred up the celebrity circles so much that people don't know if they want to be his best fucking friend or if they want to copy him. And like, Post Malone's going to do both. He's like, you know what? I gotcha, partner. Come to my house and let me be your best friend, right? We're the first single off Post Malone's album, mark my words, everyone, will be a Jelly Roll feature. That's just going to be that. In the first two singles that come off, he'll probably have one solo and one feature, and that will be Jelly Roll. But I think that there is something that's very unsettling about all of these mainstream people who have sold their soul, in my opinion, like Beyonce. No, I won't say Post Malone, but I'm talking Beyonce at this point. Coming over to country and dropping a country album just randomly, suddenly, never has done a country cover, has never even dressed country, started wearing cowboy hats at her Renaissance tour, and now she's literally dropping a whole album. That's mind-boggling to me.
Well, and I feel like he jumped genres so crazy too. I feel like that's a huge part of what's like influencing people from other genres to now go into country is like, for a minute, people weren't listening to it as much. The CMAs weren't something that you're hearing about all the time, you know? And also all of these new sounds that have been coming out with country since Jelly Roll, like he has been influential. He had songs with artists that are really big artists, but they hadn't really been popping off lately. And they got Jelly Roll up on tour with them or on stage with them. And now people are paying attention more to their music. And because everybody's listening to those playlists and things like that, I feel like, of course, musicians who are like hip to wanting to ride on somebody else's tails or like have clout or whatever will take advantage of.
Yeah, I think this is another theory that I have. I think it's going to be this migration because there's other rappers that are making country albums. I just don't know their names. Like, people I don't listen to their music. But it's like a whole wave of people. And I do think the influence is there. But another thing that I personally think is that Jelly is so pure and his light is so bright and it's so giving. It's attracting like moths to a flame. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's almost like they don't have any light because they sold their soul in a sense of like, they haven't had creative freedom over their property, their music, their persona, their relationships. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of twisted shit that these celebrities go through that's traumatic. And they, and I think sold your soul is more of a term of like, they don't have control over their life. You know, yeah. They don't have control over their being, and they are enslaved to whatever it is. Like, well, you will lose all of this if you don't do this kind of thing. Like, look at Justin Bieber. Like, we can look at a lot of people that have been in the spotlight for a long time and how that evolution has crippled them, even in a way, you know what I mean? Like, hindered them from, you know, whatever. But I totally feel like a lot of what we see with these, I don't know, certain things on the internet, I don't believe they actually happen. I don't believe that these celebrities actually go there. I believe that it's AI created, a lot of images, a lot of things that are like, you know, like, because the AI that we're using on some free app just wants your creativity. These other AIs are billions of dollars, millions of dollars. You know what I mean? So like, who knows what the technology they have access to. But with that being said, like, people are using AI to do their homework now. Like, you're feeding it information and it's thinking for you, and it's not copyright because it wouldn't be anywhere else. That's fucked up. Now that is fucked up, because like, I just think it's going too far. But I think the whole like switching genres and doing different things, I think that there's this evolution and people are starting to be left behind, and it's like, they gotta steal the flavor, like the AI, they gotta steal the flavor, they gotta do what's popular. Oh, jeans and cowboy hats are popular. Oh, jean booties and, you know, like different things, like they're, yeah,
my opinion. I think too though that a part of like their marketing strategy and whatever, and especially for Beyonce, I feel like, is to do something just because it's a controversial thing to do and people will be talking about it. Like, knowing full well that, oh my God, Beyonce is dropping a country song or a country album. Even if you're listening to hate on it, you're still listening. It's still becoming a viral trending sound. Whether or not you're playing the song so that you can say that it's fucking annoying, you're watching somebody else's video, whatever it may be, they're making fucking money. And I mean, that is like a part of that job and career, right? Is to always be like up with the trends, especially for Beyonce coming and building her business the way that she did. There was a lot of, I feel like, hopping onto things when it seemed like it was convenient timing with convenient artists or whatever. And yeah, where things started to change for her was her Lemonade album. It was like, that was the first time that she ever shared like her personal life, because she's always so private. She shared about that. All of a sudden her and her husband were back together, and then she was changed, and she's been hella different ever since that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of conspiracies that go on the internet about Jay-Z that I won't really get into, because like, I really don't pay attention to a lot of this. But yeah, the country thing, it's more of attention seeker. I think her album's gonna be not great. I don't like that single. That, if that's the single we got, sheesh.
A lot of people liked it. It's kind of like the Taylor Swift thing for me. I don't understand the like overhype. Beyonce has a beautiful voice. There are lots of singers though that I think have a more personal style, a voice that is more unique. At the time that she was really gaining popularity and stuff, she had this like super unique voice. There are more voices that get a chance to come out now. It's not a once in a, you know, 4 billion people you're gonna get up on a, you know, TV show and fucking become famous from it or whatever. Like, there are many avenues for people to be able to share their talents now, and there's just people more talented than her. I don't understand the hype. I also don't understand the Taylor Swift hype. Not that I don't like her, I don't get it.
Well, I can understand Taylor Swift's more than Beyonce's, because Taylor Swift, in my opinion, if we went banger for banger, Taylor Swift's got a lot of good songs. I've never sat down and just loved her whole album, but every album that she drops, which is pretty often, there's at least 3 to 4 songs on there that like are fire. Like, then I'm not going to listen to the rest, but I'll bump these 3 or 4 songs.
I'm not saying that's not true. I'm just saying the like the obsession for it. The like, oh, yeah. The like, yeah, I have to go to all of her concerts, and I have to go buy these $100 of Super Bowl tickets because her boyfriend's playing. And you know what I mean? Like, that was a thing. People only went to the Super Bowl because of her.
Well, I personally think that she is a witch and she serenades and puts spells on people, because I've been to one of her concerts and I got to go, I got paid to work the concert for Polaroid booth. And after we got done with our booth, we were able to go watch the concert because there was no one at the booth or watching the concert, right? So I saw her, this was probably back in like 2015 or 16. And after that, I was not a fan really before. I mean, like I said, there's always good songs that she drops, but it was her Reputation tour or something, I think. And she literally put on such a hell of a show. She had one main stage and then three stages out in the field, because it was like a pit area that was completely packed and full, the whole field. It was her stadium tour. And she gave out these light up armbands that synced with the music, and where no matter where you were sitting, you could get up and it would be synced with the ones by you. It was fucking nuts. I've never seen anything like it.
That's cool.
To add to that, after that concert, for like a solid year, I never became like a Swiftie, but for like the next year, she came completely in the roster regularly. And I had said something to someone. I was like, I feel like she puts spells on people, like with her music, like the things, you know, because words are spells. And that's what makes people so obsessed. Like, she's doing some type of obsession, attraction spell, right? So fast forward, I didn't tell this person because I didn't even know Jackie when I saw this concert. So then Jackie went to a Taylor Swift concert like a year ago, 8 months ago, something. And she wasn't really a fan. She got one of the tickets, I think, for free. You know what I mean? Like, somebody took her. And after that, she is now like goes to themed Taylor Swift things, like is obsessed with Taylor Swift. She's like, and she said, she's like, I feel like that girl puts a spell on you. She said, because I didn't feel like this about her prior to seeing her live. She's like, I never, like, couple songs, you know, 4 or 5 songs or whatever. She's like, I liked her, but I wasn't like obsessed with her. And another artist that I feel like also is a witch that does this, who talks about it, is Lana Del Rey. I didn't even know who Lana Del Rey was in 2012. Had never listened to her music. A friend of mine went through a breakup and they reached out and said, hey, I bought these tickets for my ex. It's going to make me really sad and depressed if they go to waste. Would you want to go with me? And he sent me a couple of her songs. And this was like summertime sadness era, like old Lana Del Rey. Like, she didn't have all these good albums. So I listened to a few songs and I was like, awesome. Like, I'd love to go. Went, and I've been obsessed with that woman for the last 12 years since then. Like, and I didn't even know who she was. I literally was so obsessed with her that I bought tickets again to see her in Nashville, which was super expensive, and just went down there to see her because she wasn't coming to Louisville or anywhere closer than Nashville. And normally Nashville, because of the scenery, is way more expensive than most things, other cities. Yeah, so I think they're both witches, and I think they serenade and like put spells on you. After you see them live, you become like in this entanglement with them. It's like you buy the ticket, so that's the energy exchange, right? And it's like,
I like it. I think that's a great way for you to utilize your fucking gifts.
Well, I think that Lana Del Rey definitely has been tapped in with that energy for a while, but Taylor Swift, she be locking trances on people. People are willing to die for her. She has like a cult following, which is intense to me.
Hey, listen, cult leaders are needed everywhere.
We're actually hiring.
We're hiring.
So we dropped the candle collection, and we hope everyone's been enjoying the candles. We're really, really excited that they have been out, and we did a raffle. So if you all missed the raffle, make sure that you're following us, checking in with us. You know, we didn't really advertise the raffle because it sold out in 2 hours, but the raffle was 3 candles from the collection of email or reading from either me or Gemini. And then there was a bunch of crystals and goodies and other things put into the package. So it was really cool that the person who won the raffle turned around and bought the rest of the collection, so they would have all of them. And I thought that was so cool. That's how like good the raffle was. And actually, Gemini went overachiever and gave the winner a video reading because she felt called to do so. So it was advertised as an email reading of your choice, but she went next level. So you definitely don't want to be missing our raffle. We don't know what we're going to do with merch, but we are expanding ideas and trying to branch out to do something a little different, more unique, more rare, more only 20 pieces or something, and hopefully be able to bring up some new stuff.
Yeah. I'm excited for all of the things that are coming up. It feels like last year felt like I was spinning my wheels so much to like put so many things into place because like I had this huge vision of all the things that I wanted to do and I just needed to set it all up and I was always doing something. And now I feel like the big things are really set up and now it's just like the fun things that we get to be putting in, like getting new merch or, you know, just different ideas that we talk about behind the scenes and stuff that aren't like actually building up the business side of things.
And we're going to be bringing some new guest stars, hopefully onto the Full Moon Power Circle. You know, just bringing in new energies and some of their community as well, and just kind of doing like a little guest appearance. It hasn't been confirmed, but we're looking to do that just to keep things even more interesting. I know other people offer full moon circles and things, but ours is always evolving. We're never just doing the same thing every full moon because every moon cycle and, you know, climax that we have is going to be different. And right now we have entered eclipse season. So there's going to be some full moon and new moon eclipses. And that's really cool because actually one of the major solar eclipses is going to happen. It's 11:11 on the clock too. Is going to happen like in Indiana, pretty close to where I live. And they said that they expect the travel of like 800,000 people. The last time this happened, it shut down the interstate because it was in Kentucky, like back in 2016, when we had that solar eclipse and you had to wear the little glasses or it could whatever. That happened like where I lived at the time. I could see it because I didn't live in Louisville at that time. I lived in Kentucky, but I lived elsewhere. And I literally could see it from my house. And there was so much traffic that it shut down all of the interstates and actually prompted them afterwards to start construction. For the last like 8 years, they've been doing construction because like we needed bigger expanded highways. But it's crazy how that's so close again, like I said, in Indiana. And it's like, how are all these like once in a lifetime events continuously happening like every 8 to 10 years in our lifetime? It's blowing my mind every time. They're like, this is rare, it never happens, but then it's happening again. I'm like, damn.
I'm just thinking there's so many fucking things that we've had to go through as we've had to do fucking COVID. You had the toilet paper shortages, like, oh, there's so many things that we've had to fucking not had to, but that like we've experienced that nobody else has experienced, maybe even for like a generation.
So I personally think our generation is built different, and because we have experienced like the millennium and like all the different things, like the internet evolving and just different stuff, I feel like it's been really beautiful to be a part of this like monumental moment in history, right? Like this monumental, like my favorite thing though is like every generation, every cycle of our existence as humans, they thought it was the end of times. So I love when people are like, Jesus is coming back or whatever is happening, because every fucking human timeline, they have thought it's the end of times, whether it was famine or sickness or whatever. I did see something that, you know, the bubonic plague that was like that happened a long time ago that killed a lot of people. Supposedly there's a confirmed case of the bubonic plague in Mexico, which I think is wild if they're going to release the bubonic plague, because, you know, it don't just evolve.
They're like, COVID wasn't enough for you? Have some plague.
I won't get it, but I hope everyone can keep that mindset because that'd be like fearful. I did see that though. Sometimes though with the internet, I love the internet, but it's everyone who has an opinion putting information out there, and a lot of it is just fabricated on opinion, fabricated on fear, fabricated on clickbait to make you look at it, to make you send it to your friend and make you think about it. You know, it's like such a scam with the information that we're getting. I absolutely try not to feed into it.
The people who literally stopped talking to their family members because their family members did or did not wear a mask, and it was like something that was just so fucking personal and whatever, and now you don't ever fucking talk about that shit.
I feel so many things. I have like 40 things that we could talk about right now, and I just feel like my brain is like has a lot of good ideas right now. Like, it's a really good time. Like, we just had the new moon. I'm feeling very refreshed with my thinking.
I know, that's how I am. I'm like, we can just keep on like diving into all these topics, but have we been on this for an hour already?
I don't know. I don't think so. But do you want to read the card?
I don't have my human design cards up here because I went and did that photo shoot on Sunday and they're still in my car.
Okay, well then I'll do a card.
Do it. That's why I'm also in the dark. I didn't bring my ring light in.
The Dragon Oracle. Oh, I did see someone said, isn't it wild that the man who created Dragon Ball Z passed away in the year of the dragon? Talk about an evolution. They were like, that's how I know energy is real. They were like, that's how I know spirit's real. Because it's like a healer that was pointing that out that I follow. And I really like that.
That's fucking cool.
Okay, angels, ancestors, and God. Ooh, it went flying. We've got the crystal yellow dragon. Opens you to higher learning and wisdom. Expand your crown chakra for illumination. Walk the higher spiritual path. And we're going to see what the handy dandy book says. It is on page 62, and it is a fifth dimensional dragon. And it says, the crystal yellow dragon clears space around the crown chakra of animals and humans, and then illuminates the chakra and sets it as glowing. This enables the angels and source itself to see us. Each of the 1,000 petals of our crown chakra can be extended to connect with a particular star, planet, or universal energy. However, in order for the petals to reach out, the light around them must be pure. So the crystal yellow dragons work rather like fairies who blow away the lower frequencies around plants so that they can grow freely. The crystal yellow dragons not only have a huge open heart, but they also carry fifth dimensional wisdom and codes for the universe and can download them into those of us who are ready. They work with Archangel Jophiel to light up and expand the crown chakras of all of us at a fifth dimensional frequency. They then cooperate with the unicorns to connect the petals into sources of universal wisdom and knowledge. Receiving this card suggests it is time for you to walk on a higher spiritual path. The crystal yellow dragons are swirling around your head, freeing the petals of your crown chakra from the lower energies, allowing them to open and illuminating them. These dragons remind you that you are a being of the universe. The ultimate is to become a cosmic master, so step onto a diamond path. The crystal yellow dragons will ensure you connect with those who are ready for the light that you carry. When you meet people, your light will automatically light up the keys and the codes of mastery latent within them. The time for this higher service is now.
That's beautiful. And also tonight in the witchcraft class, we were talking about protecting your crown. So that is beautiful.
I'm here for it. The year of the dragon, baby. We're ready to burn away anything that no longer serves to make pathway for the new beginnings. So we will see you all next time in Candyland.
Bye.
Bye.